You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 a.m. here on this Wednesday, March 13th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. Joining me today is Linda Morgan from the Leo Club, and we also have the Mr. CHS candidates as well, but we'll start it off with Linda. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, firstly, what is Mr. CHS?
Mr. CHS, well, this is the 25th anniversary for Mr. CHS, so I'm not sure which student council advisor started it. I'm thinking it was Dave Davidson, but so this is my sixth year for being the advisor for student council, and it's we just get the senior boys, and it's kind of like Miss Crookston, but a little bit more laid back. And so we just get some senior boys, and we just do a talent, and they do a little question and dress up, and they do a little opening number to begin it. And we just had kind of a theme, which our theme is Kung Fu Panda is our theme for this year. So they're very excited about that. It's just a fun that we have for an hour, a couple hours, and so I got five great boys that decided to do it, so which is great for this year. So.
And how did you come up with the Kung Fu Panda theme?
That was one of our student council girls, which is Amelia Cordova, and she came up with this actually last fall, which apparently the movie, and I haven't seen the movie yet, or the other movies either, so she's the one that thought of it, and the boys loved it. So, it's kind of working really cute how the girls are working with it.
And then when is it?
It is on this coming Sunday, March 17th at 2 o'clock at the Crookston High School Auditorium.
All right. Anything else before we turn over to the gentleman here?
Try to get everybody to come, especially the students and the parents. It's $4 coming in, which goes back to our students. It goes to the student council, which kind of goes back to our students anyhow. So just come and enjoy, give your $4. And we also have the People's Choice Award. So they get to pick their favorite contestants and just put some money in there too. So, but nope, you can turn it over to the boys.
All right. So we are going to go right on down the line here. We're going to start off. So say your name and we'll start there.
Hi, my name is Caden Boyk.
And your parents are?
Lon and Chris Boyk.
All right. And what are your talents?
So my talent is going to be, I'm going to be singing a song.
Okay. And
yeah.
Are you nervous about it?
I won't lie. At first, I was pretty nervous about it because just being in front of a big group of people always has kind of gotten to me. But I've been working on it a lot, so I feel pretty confident now.
Now, do you have the entire song memorized?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And what's been your favorite thing about this process?
Probably just getting to do like stuff with the guys, like getting to do like the opening number. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And so, what all are you involved in at school?
Okay, so I'm in soccer, basketball, and tennis. Used to be in track, and I do band, and I'm also in Leo Club and National Honor Society.
Which one is your favorite?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Probably soccer. I love soccer, so soccer is always my favorite thing.
And what are your post high school plans?
I'm going to be attending NDSU, and I'm gonna be going there for engineering. And Brandon Tankwist is actually gonna be my roommate. So,
all right,
yeah.
So that'll be exciting, a little competition too. So why did you do this?
You know, my brother did it, and I just thought, why not? I thought it'd be fun. So,
all right. Well, best of luck, and we'll see you on Sunday. So, and congratulations to being one of the candidates.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so then we'll keep it going down the line and say your name.
Hi, my name is Dalen Carinta.
And who are your parents?
My mom's Karen Skyberg and my dad's Wade Carinta.
All right, and what's your talent going to be?
I'm going to do a little Master Poe impersonation. I'm going to try to catch some marshmallows with chopsticks and stuff my mouth real full.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting. Oh, and yeah. What's been your favorite thing about this process?
So far... I love being with these guys. It's a different group. We don't always get to hang out outside of school, so it's fun to be together. So, yeah.
Is this a nice bonding experience all of you guys?
Sure.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
See everyone shaking their head. So what all are you involved in at school?
At school, I participate in soccer and hockey, and I'm thinking about joining golf this year for one last sport.
All right. Well, I'd recommend it. Yeah. What are your post-high school plans?
Right now I'm looking to be an electrician. I really want to go into like trades work.
Okay, yeah, that's a great field there. And why did you choose to do this?
Well, I've just looked into a lot of, like, trades works, and I've looked into, like, being a carpenter. I've looked at many other options, but I just feel like being an electrician would just suit me the best. I like electronics, and, yeah.
And nice. So you're doing an impression, right?
Yeah.
Do you do any other impressions?
No, not really.
No, that's just it?
I'm just going to try to be Poe, yep.
And do you have, like, a script or anything that you're going to be following, or are you going to just try and wing it? What's your game plan?
I'm going to just try wing it and just see how many I can get.
Yeah.
Go for a lot. My goal is to, I'm trying to, like, do that one scene where he fights off Master Shifu and he catches all the dumplings. So mm-hmm. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. Well, it's good that it's Kung Fu Panda and you know the movie. Have you seen all the movies? Because there's multiple of them, right?
Seen all of them. Went to Kung Fu Panda 4 the other day with my buddy Jackson.
Yeah.
So I'm ready.
So you guys were studying up?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's pass it on down the line as, say your name.
My name is Jackson Reese.
Well, and who are your parents?
Joe and Jeannie Reese.
And what is your talent?
I'm going to be doing, like, comedy, so just, you know, telling jokes, trying to make the crowd laugh.
Who's your favorite comedian?
I don't know. I've watched a few recently, but I think I'd probably, what's that one guy's name?
Shane Gillis.
Yeah, Shane Gillis. I like Shane Gillis.
Yeah, he just hosted Saturday Night Live recently, too. So yep. Are you going to try and take anything from him, or what's the game plan?
I want to kind of come up with them on my own, but I will try maybe, like, get inspiration, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Has that been difficult, trying to come up with them on your own?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's kind of tough because, you know, like, I'm blanking.
No, that's fine. That's totally fine. What's been your favorite part about this?
You know, just hanging with the guys and practicing, bonding. Love mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. So, and what all you were involved with in school?
In school, I am involved in soccer, hockey, and trap shooting.
All right. And what are your post-high school plans?
Probably electrician, like Dalen, too. Mm-hmm. Some around there, a trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why did you do this?
Mr. CHS?
Yep.
You know, just kind of wanted to put out a performance, kind of, you know, bring some school spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, should be an exciting one there, and we'll just move it on down the line.
All right. Hello, my name is Isaac Tomford.
And your parents are?
My parents are Jim and Shelley Tomford.
And then what is your talent?
So my talent, I want to kind of keep it a surprise, but I'm just going to say that I'm going to do a little dance. It's going to be good.
Do you like to dance just in general, or is this something new for you?
Oh, this is completely new. I don't dance very much.
So then why did you choose dancing?
Well, I'll just be honest. I couldn't think of anything else. I could have played my cello. I'm in orchestra. I could have played my cello, but, you know, I wasn't really feeling that. So mm-hmm. I decided to go with the dance.
Yeah, impressive. You're branching off into a new direction. Are you nervous about that?
No. Not right. really. We'll have to see. I guess we'll find out. I haven't been nervous yet, so normally my nerves kind of come up right before I do something in front of people. So I guess we'll have to see.
And then what else are you involved in at school?
So I am in basketball and tennis. I'm also involved with the Leo Club. I'm in the National Honor Society. Am I forgetting anything else? I don't think I'm forgetting anything else. And I'm in orchestra. My favorite out of all those things are, it's going to have to be tennis. I put a lot of work into tennis these last couple years, so hopefully I can make it far into the section tournament this year. And we'll have a good team this year as well. So,
what's been your favorite thing about the Mr. CHS process?
Well, like everyone else said, I'll just go with what everyone else says. Hanging with the guys, you know, I don't get to hang out with Jackson or Dalen as much, so it's been good and fun. We're practicing our opening number, and that's been fun. So it's been a really good time.
And then what are your post-high school plans?
So I'm hoping to, my plan is going to University of Northwestern down in St. Paul. I'm going to major in biblical studies, hopefully to become a minister. Maybe I'll switch to ministry. We'll have to see. I'm in the National Guard, so I'm also getting a scholarship from the ROTC program to be an officer in the military, and then I'm also going to play tennis down there as well.
All right, and why did you do this?
Well, you know, I knew my boys, Brandon and Caden, were going to do it too. So I wanted to, you know, let's just hop in. Let's just do it.
All right. Well, let's pass your mic down to our final Mr. CHS contestant. And what is your name?
My name is Brandon Tanquist.
And your parents are?
Jason and Renee Tanquist.
All right. And what's your talent going to be?
My talent is going to be I'm playing my saxophone.
All right. And
I also have a costume with it.
Okay, so that'll be fun. And how long have you been playing the saxophone?
I've been playing my saxophone ever since I could. So like junior high up to all through high school, all through middle school.
You play any other instruments or just that?
Just that.
All right, and no reveal on the costume. Is that going to kind of tie into your performance?
I'll say that the song is called Snake Charmer, so
all
that's
right.
A little hint.
What's been your favorite thing about this?
I really enjoy hanging out with the guys, and I think it's pretty cool how, you know, this is not something you're not too comfortable doing things like this, but sometimes just doing uncomfortable things can be pretty fulfilling. So
yeah, very well said. So what are you involved in at school?
Much like Caden and Isaac, I'm in Leo Club, National Honor Society, basketball, but then I'm also in golf and soccer.
All right. And what are your post high school plans?
I'm going to be attending NDSU in the fall for either mechanical or electrical engineering, and I'll be rooming with Caden. So that'll be good.
Yeah, and then why did you do this?
Well, my brother did Mr. CHS, and I also have been in Mr. CHS in 11th grade and 10th grade because some of the seniors then have wanted people to join them in their talent. So just by chance, I've been in it the last 2 years, so I kind of know what it's like, and I think it'll be pretty fun.
Do you feel like that gives you an advantage?
Maybe like in front of a crowd, but not really otherwise.
All right. So then I'm going to open it to all five of you. What's been something you've learned, whether it's about each other or yourselves, throughout this process?
I think that's a tough question, but I guess. I think that we've all probably gotten better at like choreography. I don't think any of us here were that good at it when we started, but after practicing the opening number, I think we've all gotten a lot better at it.
One thing that I learned is that I do not like choreography.
Well, and why is that?
It's a lot of work. I'd rather just not do choreography. Same with my dance, me practicing my dance. It's just tough. I think I look really silly when I'm dancing in my room at home, and I just think I'm like, wow, I probably look really weird right now.
I just want to say something too here is that when these boys get together, and yeah, they don't hang around together, and like they all said, it is a totally different atmosphere when these boys together and they don't hang out maybe all the time. It's just so fun to see that. And these, you know, thanks to a lot of businesses around town, you know, these boys are going to get a lot of nice prizes and fun things to get gift cards and other fun things. And not maybe individually, but also if they win something, they're also going to get something nice too. It's so much fun for the businesses to help us out, just, you know, to give out to these boys. So that's a lot of fun to see too. But I do want to give a big thank you to our student council girls that have been helping with the talents and with the choreography with this thing is Isabel Smith, which she's our president, Hallie Wingham, Emma Gunderson, Brecken Tall, and Amelia Cordova. And so hats off to those five girls. They're all in the student council, and they really stepped up to the plate this year of helping the boys and getting the opening number going and all that. So it's nice to see that. It's nice for them to do it. And I just want to have it. It's like a senior thing, and that's what I tell them is a senior thing.
We've heard a couple of times you guys mention the opening number. Is there anything you guys can tell us about the opening number?
There will most definitely be some good sound effects.
Okay.
We got that down.
All right. That's going to be interesting.
That they do. Yes.
All right. And so is that something all five of you guys are going to be working together on, or how has that been?
Yeah, we've all been working at it. I was gone last week, so my first practice was yesterday. But, you know, we're really getting the hang of it, I think, pretty quick. So I think it should be pretty good.
So, Jackson, has it been tough to kind of catch up here over the last, 24 hours?
I wouldn't say it's been that tough. These guys have been pretty helpful and, like, helping me remember stuff, like all that.
Mm-hmm.
Caught on quick.
Yeah. The girls are good. And also, if everybody remembers, it was TJ Sanchez that won last year. And so he'll be back to belt, which thanks to Travis Oliver, I just get a weightlifting belt, and then he makes the belt with a pirate on it. So they get, it's Mr. CHS belt, a weightlifting belt. So it's just like, it's not a crown. So that's kind of fun to do. So thanks to him for making it. So he'll be back to belt one of these five boys. So.
So then does Mr. CHS, the winner, keep the belt?
Yep, that's their belt. So whatever they decide, they can have it for years. So whatever they decide to use it for, yes. So okay. It's theirs.
Well, that could be interesting with a couple of you guys rooming with each other. You know, you guys can show it off and kind of have bragging rights. Is that something you guys plan on doing if one of you guys end up winning the belt?
If either Brandon or I did win it, you know, I think... Like, I know we've all the different guys here all have, like, really cool, interesting talents, and, you know, they're all good guys. So I think if I were to win or if he were to win or anyone, I think we'd all just probably share the win anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Has it been nice to kind of have this bonding experience with each other? Because I know a lot of you guys said, you know, you guys might not all entirely be, like, you know, friends or hang out with each other outside, but now you guys have this really unique bonding experience, and it could maybe create some friendships down the road.
Yeah, I'd say for sure. We're all, I mean, like during soccer, like four of us, we all play together. So we see each other a lot then, but it's also nice getting to see each other later on in the school year because that is the only sport we really play together. So, but yeah, and then with Isaac too, we don't really play soccer with him either. So it's
I don't play
fun
soccer.
To play with him. Yep.
But everyone else is, you guys are all very involved in school, and you guys have a lot that you have to do. So have you had to take a lot of time out of other things to get involved with this?
It actually works out for at least basketball, and I think maybe you have baseball start this week? No? Okay, well, this week has been like an off week for sports, just by chance. So that's actually nice. So we have more time to practice this.
All right, and so if you had to nominate someone else for Mr. CHS, who would you have nominated?
I would 100% choose Lucas Miller. I think he should have done it. He's a really funny guy, and I think he would have had a great time doing this.
Yeah, I'm gonna second that. I want to publicly say as well, Lucas Miller, you should have done it. We want you to do it. You could have got the win. We love you, Miller.
I'm gonna say that for upcoming grades. I think Bucky Colborn should do it.
Yep.
Yeah, Bucky Colborn.
He gets to be a senior, so.
Shout out.
Yep. Shout out.
Also, we need Rylan Labarski to come out and be Mr. CHS next year. He's got in the bag. That's all I'll say.
Any other nominees maybe for next year that you guys would like to nominate or?
I think I'd nominate Ryan Street. He might be a little bit of a quieter kid, but, you know, I bet you he's got some cool talents.
Jack Everett.
All right, so maybe some nominees for next year.
I am writing these names down.
So Linda Morgan is taking very, very feverishly taking notes over there. So, well, guys, congratulations on being the Mr. CHS candidate, and again one last time, when is it going to take place and tickets and all of that information?
It's going to be on this coming Sunday, March 17th, 2:00 at the Crookston Auditorium. $4 to get in, and then we have the People Choice Award, so I have jars made with their names on it and all that to put some money in, and whoever has the most money in gets a little prize. They don't get the money. Goes to Student Council. But it just kind of... But, you know, usually it's all so much divided with these boys. And they all know it. I mean, like I said, they're going to get so much stuff. I had to go find another office to put some of this stuff in and hide some other stuff so they don't see it. And it's so much fun. And I love working with kids, and this is just kind of an ending thing for me with working with these seniors besides, you know, it's like senior skip day, but it just means a lot, you know. And of course you love to have, you know, a lot of these kids do it, but, you know, I'm so happy with the five to know them. And I mean, I get to know, you know, I see like three of them, probably more. Two of them I get to know a little bit more through hockey when I take tickets and my son's assistant coach. So I get to know them a little bit and stuff. And they kind of probably took them a while to realize that I'm Connor's mother. And but, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And I just hopefully just come and support these boys. not, you know, the high school and other students and the families. Come support these kids.
Well, guys, any final thoughts here as we wrap up our Valley Talk program? Maybe try and get a head start there on the People's Choice.
I wasn't intending that for this, but I just got to say thank you, Linda, for all that you have done for us. I can talk for all the guys. You do a lot for the students, even when we don't, more than we realize, I think. And so thank you for all the years you've put in and all the work you've done for us.
Thank you.
And then I'll also shout out the girls from Student Council that are helping us. They've done a lot, especially Hallie Winjum, like help putting up like all of our choreography. She's done a lot there, so big helps there.
Yeah, for sure.
Amelia for the idea of Kung Fu Panda. Great, mm-hmm. Great
love
choice.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda was a great, like honestly, I don't even know if I could think of a better like theme to do. We all love Kung Fu Panda.
We love Kung Fu Panda a lot.
Hard to tell if you guys really enjoy Kung Fu Panda or not, but it sounds like you guys are okay with the idea. Well, guys, congratulations again on being the Mr. CHS candidates. Best of luck this weekend, and look forward to seeing who ends up being the winner. And thank you for joining us on today's Valley Talk program, and Linda, thank you for coming in as well. All right, so that was Linda Morgan, Caden Boynt, Daylin Carenta, Isaac Tomford, Brandon Tanquist, and Jackson Reese, the Mr. CHS candidates here on today's Valley Talk program.